Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Looky here, Miss Message is getting closer and closer.
Even if I didn't see the calendar, I'd be able to tell from this stack of mail.
It's really incredible. We're going to have to hustle to get all this mail on to Santa Claus.
Right.
But first, as they say out in Radio Land, I've got some disturbing news from Santa's workshop, Miss Message.
What?
Wigsby, the elf, is sick.
Wigsby? Gosh, that's serious.
Yes. And as you remember, Wigsby is the elf in charge of putting hair on all the dolls' heads. He's had to stop and go to bed with a strange fever, a fever he doesn't even know, never been introduced to. They're still making dolls, but they're being set aside for Wigsby to put hair on them.
And this means if Wigsby doesn't get well soon...
Right. A lot of children might get bald-headed dolls for Christmas.
Can you imagine a bald-headed Barbie?
Uh-uh.
Can, maybe, but not Barbie.
Well, enough of this wool gathering. Let's get going with today's letters to Santa Claus.
First letter is from Jody Shelton, and Jody says, "Dear Santa, I know I already have lots of toys, but there are a few more I would like to have. If you could, would you please bring me as many of these things as you can? Treetops Amusement Park, Marching Mickey Mouse, Matchbox Cars, candy for my stocking, a You Drive It, and some records. Thank you so very much. I hope you get a lot of things you need and want from Mrs. Claus. I will leave you a snack on the coffee table on Christmas Eve. Lots of love, Jody Shelton, Route 1, Box 16, Unionville, Virginia. I am 5 years old, and thank you, WJMA, for getting this to Santa."
Well, Jody, we'll just take right care of that. I'll put it right in the mailbox and the mail bag for good old Sam the Courier Elf. We got a letter from Billy Tusing. I was wondering if Billy would write, and he did. Billy says, "I'm 8 years old, and I want you to bring me a Pittsburgh Steelers football suit and a Pittsburgh Steeler buckle and belt, and I want you to bring me an electric football set." Billy really loves football, doesn't he, Miss Message?
Yeah.
Let's see, and he's asked Santa Claus to bring me anything you want to. "I've been a good boy, and bring something for my cat, Tiger, and my dog, Frisky, and please bring my mom and dad something. I'll have some hot cocoa and some cake for you. Thank you for everything you brought me last year. Thank you. Love, Billy Tusing." Nice letter, Billy.
And look at this letter.
That's a nice one.
A little mouse eating a flower.
Looks like a buttercup or something.
And it's from Gary Dwayne Williams. And Gary says, "Dear Santa, my mom is typing this letter to you, but I am telling her what to type. My name is Gary Dwayne Williams, and I am 6 years old. I have been a good boy this year, and I would like some new toys. Could you please bring me a tape recorder, Power Passer racing cars, Mission Control, Deep Adventure game, $6 Million Man game, a new set of golf clubs like my daddy's, Mr. Armstrong clothes, Mr. Armstrong and some clothes, and anything else you would like to bring me. Don't forget my mom and dad. They've been good, too. I'll leave you some ham and biscuits and coffee for a little break. I know you'll be tired, and this should perk you up. Merry Christmas, Gary Dwayne Williams."
And Gary lives on Lesko Drive in Orange. Gary, it's nice you got your mother to type that up, because it certainly is a fine-looking letter.
She's a very nice typist, too.
Yes, indeed she is. And Santa will like that little break when he gets it. He's going to be tired. Here's another typewritten letter, and this is from Nathaniel Cosby Clough, who has illustrated it with a nice sort of trimming all around the letter, a Christmas tree, Santa, who has come down the chimney, and a little welcome mat out in front of the fireplace.
Welcome, Santa.
Welcome, Santa. And Nathaniel Cosby Clough writes, "Dear Santa, would you please bring me a ricochet racer? 3 models, Stretch Armstrong, Evil Knievel in the funny car, a Mighty Moe, a Thundershift 500, a G.I. Joe with moving eyes, Light Blaster Moving Monster Gun, Nathaniel, what are you going to do with all this stuff? A Star Trek CSF? Miss Message, what's Star Trek CSF mean?
Controlled space flight, Mr. Postmaster.
Mm-hmm. Glad you are knowledgeable about these things. Also, just plain go long. Star Trek, a Tycho Chattanooga Choo Choo, Tycho Koru Hogger's car? Okay, it's a good thing Santa knows all this stuff, even if us down here in the lower echelons lose our place once in a while. And a Roto Writer from Nathaniel Cosby Club. It's a beautiful letter.
And here's a letter from Mark Kessner. And Mark says, Dear Santa, I try to be good most of the time, and thank you for the toys you gave me last year. I would like to have an Evil Knievel Chopper, Stretch Armstrong, Super Toad, You Drive It, and a walkie-talkie set. Be good to my mom and dad, and also my grandmas and grandpas. Thank you, Mark Kessner, first grade.
It's first class, too, Mark. Very nice. Oh, hey, there's that clock again.
We're going to have to hurry to get this mail in the mailbag for Sam.
Right you are. Let's see. You got that one over there? Don't forget Nathaniel's. I get
okay.
that in. Okay.
Right.
That's got it. Now we'll put it on the hook, and it's ready for the Courier Elf.
Old Sam sure stays busy these days. And quitting time, Mr. Postmaster.
Why, so it is. Good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.